There's widespread condemnation by elected officials in Springfield, Massachusetts over a social media post attributed to a city cop which mocked the dead and injured among the counter-protesters in Charlottesville, Virginia. Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno Monday said there would be a swift internal investigation by the Springfield Police Department and a review by the Community Police Hearings Board into the Facebook post purportedly written by a Springfield police officer.
We will pursue it all the way up to what the letter of the law allows us to do.
The post, under a news article about a car running down anti-racism protesters, leaving one dead and 19 injured, said, quote, ha, 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 love this. Maybe people shouldn't block roads.
But just completely unwarranted, insensitive remarks, and it's just something that really ripped me.
Mass Live reported it was able to confirm the post was written by Conrad Larivieri. A person by that name has been employed by the Springfield Police Department since 2014. Attempts to contact Larivieri Monday were unsuccessful. The post on Facebook appeared just a short time after the mayor had issued a statement that he was, quote, extremely alarmed and upset, unquote, by what happened Saturday in Charlottesville and questioned, what is our country coming to?
Don't be fooled by this white nationalist type thing. They're white supremacists, this new KKK. Don't be fooled by their propaganda. They spew hate and they enjoy violence. We need to come together as one in mutual respect.
Springfield Police Commissioner John Barbieri wrote in an email that he had taken immediate steps to initiate a prompt and thorough internal investigation into the Facebook post. City Councilor Justin Hurst, who's been critical of Barbieri's handling of police misconduct cases, praised the commissioner for launching an immediate probe.
If at the end of the day, this gentleman is held accountable, you know, I think we've struggled in the past in terms of holding our officers accountable, and I'm hopeful that the commissioner will do so in this particular case.
This is another black eye for the Springfield Police Department. A year ago, the department was reeling after a detective was videotaped threatening to kill and plant drug evidence on two teenagers and bragging he could get away with it because he was a cop. Several pending drug cases in which the detective, Greg Bigdo, was slated to testify were dismissed or saw the charges reduced. The 60-day suspension Bigdo was given as punishment by Barbieri was criticized as lenient. It led to a vote by the city council to put a civilian board of commissioners in charge of the department when Barbieri's contract expires in 2019. City Councilor Melvin Edwards said the Springfield Police deserve credit for good things that have been happening.
Crime is down, relationships are better, and I would not say that this is a reflection of the leadership. This is just an individual's ignorance being reflected on social media.
This is the second time recently that disturbing social media comments have been made by public safety officials in Springfield. In June, Facebook posts made by two fire department supervisors were branded as racist and insulting to city councilors. Sarno responded by suspending contract talks with a union that represents the city's district fire chiefs. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.